I appreciate your time today.
Hey, good morning. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, what an amazing accomplishment. You know, we talk about anybody who follows wrestling, which, of course, Western Wyoming, we in the state of Wyoming, we love our wrestling. But we always talk about what dedication it takes to wrestle at the next level. And I've often thought about the junior college level that you try and wrangle, that it adds such another layer to it when it comes to a national title. I mean, it's hard enough to have a successful program when you've only got 2 years to work with, but to go back to back, coach, man, what an amazing accomplishment. Tell us how you're able to do this.
Well, you know, I'm just so proud of those guys. You know, we knew a couple years ago when we were putting this that recruiting class together, this group of sophomores here, that they were going to be special. You know, but what people don't see is the behind the scenes things, the day to day operations of our program, and that these guys just work so hard every single day, and all the work that goes into it. You know, particularly this year, it wasn't as easy as you'd think. You know, you go from wire to wire number one is, as you know, is one of the hardest things you can do in sports, finish number one. And so just the focus and the discipline and the maturity that it takes to be able to accomplish that is just so impressive to me. And, you know, and it wasn't all, you know, we had some losses this year that weren't very good, you know, and they responded to everything that went their way pretty well. You know, they're resilient. They believed in each other. And I truly believe the bond that they have, the love that they have for each other was truly the difference maker. And so just so proud of these guys. We were really sick. I don't know if you could tell. I'm still sick. Our whole team was sick. We had some pretty significant injuries throughout the lineup. And, you know, when things got tough, like I said, they just dug deep and believed and got the job done. So just so proud of them.
You know, Coach, you talk about digging deep and working through the challenges over the course of the season. I'm sure so much of that comes just because of the culture of the program. And speak to that a little bit on the culture that you've been able to establish in Rock Springs that helps motivate these kids to rise up to that next standard.
Yeah, you know, there's these words that people throw out there, I think, in any organization, you know, family or brotherhood or those kind of things. But I truly believe that we embody those things here at Western. And just the guys truly have this genuine care and love for each other. And that's the best part about it is just the young men in the program that they're just great humans. And that, like I said, I know a lot of teams or organizations would say that, but I truly believe that. It's just so neat. So happy for them.
Let's talk about the tournament itself. Your team scored 161 points, finishing in front of Iowa Central. They were second, 139.5. You had three guys in the finals, including a Wyoming kid who won it at 133 with Cody Phelps, Bridger Ricks, Darian Johnson finishing second. You had some other placers as well, but let's talk about some of these guys, and in particular, maybe your champs and your finalists.
Yeah, you know, you talked about having 161 points. I mean, it's the coach in me says, man, we still left some on the table, and I truly believe that. I think, by and large, we could have done better, left some on the table. But, you know, it's easy for me to say that now, but, you know, Cody Phelps, he's, you know, as you were saying, the Wyoming boy from Pinedale, Wyoming. He's just a special young man. You know, he worked so hard throughout his high school career to get to this position. You know, he's a 29 ACT, excellent student. He loves wrestling. He's a great teammate. He's voted captain by his peers, and he became the all-time wins leader in Western Wyoming history. And it was just so fun to watch him go to work every single day. He's actually one of those kids that will work himself into the dirt. So we had to say, hey, Cody, you can only come to practice this week because he would literally live in the facility. So he's just a very special young man.
Coach Art Castillo with us this morning, Western Wyoming Community College Wrestling. The Mustangs, again, back-to-back national champs. Coach, walk us through, actually, the one thing I wanted to bring up, Dal and I were at the state basketball in Rock Springs recently, and we got a chance at Casper College to see their men's team practice a little bit, and it reminded us, even at the JC level, the jump in athleticism and body build style between high school and even at the JC level. Speak to that a little on the wrestling side of things. And even at the JC level, just the jump in intensity between the high school and the collegiate ranks.
Yeah, there's definitely a big difference. You know, there's in high school, you'll see a big gap between the top and the bottom in terms of athleticism. But, you know, when you get to college, there's some equalizers. One big one is just the work ethic, the work that you're willing to put in. You know, and wrestling's one of those sports where you can grind, if you will, on people throughout a match, and you know, get them tired. Anyone could do anything until they're tired. You know, and so that's an equalizer. I just think, you know, oftentimes we talk about potential as coaches, but you know what I'm looking for is, what are you willing to do? You know, and those are the kind of guys that we want in our program, guys that want to believe in something that's bigger than themselves, want to be part of a team, and, you know, want to chase greatness with, you know, we have 34 guys on our team, and I think, you know, top to bottom, our 34 guys are the best because of the type of young men that they are.
Let's speak to the future of Western Wyoming Community College. Obviously, we don't want to prevent you from enjoying the back-to-back championships. Obviously, even it's even compounded at the JC level, because you don't get kids for 4 years. But in terms of team building, that has got to be just like a daily thing for you and your staff. What does the team look like moving forward as you move kids in and out and try and find that next generation of Mustang?
Yeah, you know, we're going to continue to look for the same type of athlete that we always have, guys that are great young men that you know, that are excited to be here in Rock Springs, that want to chase greatness in all areas. It's, you know, when we bring them here, it's not just about wrestling; it's so much more than that. And so we're excited about the young men that we've already have committed, and we're still looking for a few more guys to round out our recruiting class for next year. But you know, we believe really strongly in our system. You know, for instance, we've had 39 All-Americans out of a possible 50 over the last 5 years. So
wow.
We went 7, 10, 7, 8, 7. And so, and only two titles in that run. So they're hard to come by. We know how hard it is. So we're just going to continue to believe in, you know, keep the main things the main things. And, you know, we're not going to talk about it too much, the three-peat. We're just going to get back to work. They're on spring break this upcoming week. And when they get back, we're going to get back to work.
It's Coach Art Castillo. No off season, is there, Coach?
Well, spring break's about it for him.
Western Wyoming Community College Mustang Wrestling, again, back-to-back national champs. Coach, thank you for your time, but bigger congrats to you. Congrats to your athletes. What an accomplishment for Western Wyoming and right in this side of the state. We appreciate your time, and good luck moving forward.